Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. Michigan's per capita personal income was up last year and moving up faster than in most states, but a new report from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis finding that it's not all good news for us. To break down the numbers, I'm joined by David Lenz. He's an economist with the Bureau, which is part of the Department of Commerce. David, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, the state's personal income grew by over 5% in 2011. That's $36,500 per person. Is it clear what exactly is driving this growth?
Manufacturing, especially durable goods manufacturing, was up substantially in Michigan last year, and that's a large part of the story.
I mean, are we basically seeing more workers just employed and bringing the per capita income up, or could it be that the wealthy few are making a lot more money?
Well, our numbers at this point are simply for the earnings of workers, and we don't have information on the number of workers, so we can't say whether it was more workers or higher pay for existing workers.
Is there a point where you have visibility to those numbers?
We'll have employment numbers by industry for Michigan at the end of the summer.
Do we know what portion of that increase came from wages?
The vast bulk of the increase in personal income is from earnings. For instance, I can give you the total dollar change in personal income was $17.9 billion, and of that, $14 billion came from additional earnings, and the rest from the dividends, interest, and the transfers that I mentioned.
But what about per capita income? Does that also remain below the pre-recession levels?
No, per capita income has fully recovered from the loss that occurred in 2009. 2009 was the only year that there was a loss in per capita income. It's grown both in 2010 and 2011, is now at a new high.
Amazing. So you're saying over the decade or so where Michigan's been struggling, per capita numbers have been increasing steadily?
Well, there was a loss, as I said, in 2009. Now there are several things going on in particular that's somewhat unique to Michigan, in that while the rest of the country is gaining population, there's been population loss in Michigan. So that's part of the story of the link between total personal income and per capita personal income.
It's fascinating because just based on this data, it would appear that things have been going quite well. But what you're saying is that we've lost jobs, but we've also lost workers. So in a sense, our per capita numbers have stayed steady that way.
Michigan had a much larger decline in personal income than other states in the recession. So it has a much farther way to go to recover than other states. The recovery so far in 2010 and 2011 has brought per capita income to a new high, but not total personal income. And part of the reason there is because of the population loss.
I see. Well, I guess that explains it. I'm talking to David Lenz, an economist with the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, which is in the Department of Commerce. Now, when you look at when you analyze these numbers, you take all adults then, and those that are unemployed or disabled, they get a zero for income. Is that right?
We use a number of sources for our data. It's not coming from a survey. It's coming from what we call administrative records. So we have information on wages and salaries as reported by employers. We have information on dividends and interest as reported on income tax returns. And we have information on unemployment benefits as reported by unemployment agencies and the amounts paid to Social Security beneficiaries by Social Security Department, et cetera. So it's very comprehensive, but it's not coming from a survey. It's coming from other sources.
I see. But what would pull the per capita number down dramatically is when you have you have residents in the state that are making no income at all. Would that not?
Right, but if you're not working, if you're unemployed, you might be receiving unemployment benefits. So that would be one source of income. You might be receiving other transfer receipts, such as Medicare benefits or Medicaid benefits, health care benefits. And those are part of the measure of personal income, which is a very comprehensive measure. It includes the income from all sources for all persons.
Now, I know you analyzed the data for the region here. How do our neighboring states compare to us here in Michigan? Do they generally have a higher per capita and total earnings number?
Michigan can be compared to other states in the Great Lakes region. And Illinois has the highest per capita income. It's more than $44,000 compared to $36,500 for Michigan. Indiana has a lower, it's the lowest of the five in the Great Lakes. It has a per capita personal income of $35,600.
Do you have any thoughts on where we're trending? Is it very likely that we'll continue seeing income and earnings moving up consistently over the next several years?
DEA does not make forecasts.
I see. But what you're saying, when it comes to income, we've had a single year, just 2009, where we actually saw that per capita income come down. Is that in the history of recording Michigan's per capita income?
Okay. Now, one thing to keep in mind, the numbers that I've been quoting to you are not adjusted for inflation, and that would be very important to do. We do not have a measure of inflation by state, and so that's why I can only report the current dollars. Okay, so in the last 10 years, there's only been one decline in per capita personal income, and that was in 2009.
I see. Finally, how is this data that you're finding and putting together, how is it used by the federal government? Is it used by state governments typically?
Yes, it's used by economists studying the economy and by businesses trying to forecast trends in the state. Personal income is a measure that is useful for predicting tax revenue, and for it's the, after taxes, it's the amount that's available for spending and or for saving.
And one more thing, when it comes to the studies you do on states like Michigan and the Great Lakes region, are these the two primary numbers you look at, the per capita income and the total earnings, or are there other factors that are also key, you think?
The earnings data and the total personal income are perhaps the most requested numbers, and then the per capita income is also useful. We have an extraordinary amount of detailed information underlying that, but that's usually for people with very, very specific interests.
David Lenz, an economist with the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, which is in the Department of Commerce. David, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
You're welcome.
And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.